Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Praise the Lord on tonight, Thursday, June 15th, 2017. Yes, you are now in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am Executive Director and Host, Brother James Brown Jr. We do come to you live each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. We come to you live from Detroit, Michigan. I am asking all listeners at this time, if you will go into prayer with me, as we always open up with prayer. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, is in Jesus' name. We come again to give your name praise, glory, and honor because of who you are. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for this another day that you have made. We pray, Lord, and we thank you for your grace and your mercy toward each one of us on today in spite of ourselves. Heavenly Father, we come in the name of Jesus asking that you will forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions and blot out all of our iniquities in Jesus' name so that our prayers and the word of God would not be hindered on tonight, that you would be glorified through it all. It's my prayer in Heavenly Father in Jesus' name that you would touch the hearts and the minds of each listener. And also I pray and lift up all those that may be listening that do not have a relationship with your son, Jesus Christ, who is not saved in his name, that you would move by with compassion, Lord, that you would touch their hearts and their minds, their spirits, that they would be able to surrender on tonight, that they would yield and open their own mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ and ask him to come into their hearts so they can be saved on tonight, that they would come to know their God purpose, they would live in it and fulfill their God purpose in the earth for your glory is my prayer in Jesus' name on tonight. Heavenly Father, I come lifting up all those that are sick and afflicted, all over the land. Touch, heal, and deliver as only you can in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we lift up all those that was caught up in the fire overseas, over in Europe on yesterday, Heavenly Father, in the apartment fire, where 17 people lost their lives, and many are still missing. So we lift up that all those families, and not only them, but all those that are going through the loss of loved ones, however the case may be. We know that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. So we have to do with comfort and strengthen as only you can in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we also lift up all those that are sick and afflicted in their minds, spirits, and bodies on tonight. Touch, heal, and deliver in Jesus' name is our prayer. Heavenly Father, I lift up all pastors on tonight, asking that you would touch their hearts, touch their lives, Heavenly Father. Give them a blessed assurance in standing and assure on your word, Heavenly Father, your a firm foundation that your word is true. That you watches over your word to perform it, even in the lives of the pastors, Heavenly Father, all over the land who are being doers of your word, Heavenly Father, on tonight, and who are trying to continue to stand on your word and preach the word and teach your word, Heavenly Father, to a dying world in these last and evil days. So we lift up all pastors to you that you will cover them in the name of Jesus Christ, so that they will be able to continue to do what you have called and anointed and appointed for them to do. For your glory is our prayer in Jesus' name on tonight. So we pray, Lord, that you will continue to bless each listener. Continue to bless all those that we're bound to pray for. Continue to lift up and touch the hearts and the minds of those that are incarcerated behind prison bars. Continue to lead and guide them in the way of truth and righteousness, Heavenly Father, that even though they're behind prison bars, that they can come to know Jesus Christ, and their lives can be transformed and changed for your good and for their good, Heavenly Father, so that they would be doers of your word. Even though they're behind prison bars, they can still be doers of your word and draw souls to Jesus Christ is our prayer in Jesus' name. So we continue to have your way, Heavenly Father, in this broadcast on tonight and over this worldwide platform that you have blessed me with, and all those that have shows, radio shows up under me, Jose Dorsey and Virginia Hayward, continue to bless them in the ministry that you have placed them in and their families, that you will be glorified. I lift up my bishop and Pastor James A. Jennings in a special way, Lord, that you would touch his heart, Lord, comfort and strengthen him. Continue to lead and guide him in the way that you would have him to go, that he can be the vessel that you have called for him to be in these last and evil days, that he will continue to stand on your word, continue to declare and preach your word, continue to teach and preach on sin, Heavenly Father, that you will be glorified, that souls will be saved through him, that you will be glorified is our prayer in Jesus' name. I lift up all those that are listening by way of airway over the internet or by phone. I pray, Lord, that you will continue to move by your spirit in each life. Have your way, Heavenly Father, that you alone will be glorified. I pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, that you would help me to decrease so that you may increase in me. And I pray, Lord, that you will forgive me of all of my sins and transgressions, and not only me, but my entire family, and all those, Heavenly Father, that are being doers of your word without hidden motives and agendas. Forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions. And we thank you in Jesus' name in advance, and we thank you for your grace and your mercy toward each one of us, even though we know that we are not worthy and we don't deserve it. Continue to have mercy upon us. Continue to use us for your glory and strengthen us in our weaknesses, that we can be used by you, and that our God purpose will be fulfilled in the earth for your glory is our prayer in Jesus' name. And all of the people of God said, amen. Well, on tonight, again, this is Thursday night, June 15, 2017. We do have another spiritual food for thought for tonight. The spiritual food for thought for tonight is coming to us, letting us know that today's Christians and churches need a spiritual extreme makeover. Again, tonight's spiritual food for thought. These Christians and churches need a spiritual extreme makeover. I will be bringing the word on tonight. So I'm asking all listeners, you will get your Bibles and pens and paper on tonight so you can follow along with me as we go into God's word. And my message or topic for tonight is how do Christians hurt pastors? Again, Bible message for tonight and topic is, how do Christians hurt pastors? Our main scripture will be coming from Psalms 105, verse 15. I'm asking all listeners, if you would please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants, ambassadors, vessels, and then please click on follow. Again, I'm asking all listeners, please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants, ambassadors, vessels, and click on follow. I do welcome all comments and feedback from listeners. You can email me at all lowercase james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. I'd like to give a big shout out to my bishop and pastor, Bishop James A. Jennings, and to my Children of Faith Church family. Again, I will be bringing the message on tonight, and the topic for tonight's message is, how do Christians hurt pastors? Again, our scripture, our main scripture will be coming from Psalms 105, verse number 15. So I do pray that you have your Bibles and pens ready so that you can follow along with me as we go through the Word of God dealing with this urgent matter that needs to be addressed. And again, it's talking about how do today's Christians hurt pastors? So we had our prayer, and so we're going to go right into the Word, because there's so much that's going on in the world, and we know that the enemy is having a field day in the body of Christ. His desire that souls continue to be lost and that no one is saved in Jesus' name, because he knows that once they know the Word, they're going to be able to use that same Word against him. And so that he also know that the Word tells us that how can a man or a woman preach to God's Word unless they be sent? And how can we hear without the pastor? We need pastors, so they are very vital to the body of Christ. So when they have been anointed and appointed and called by God, not woke up one morning and decided themselves that they are going to be a pastor, but when a man or woman of God has been called, anointed, and appointed by God to become a pastor, it's our duty as the flock, as the body of Christ, the corporate body of Christ, to continue to lift up our pastors and pray for them, because they need our support and our prayers, because they deal with so much that some of us are not even aware of. And I'd like to start off by saying that as me being a pastor's armor bearer for over 19 years, I had a close-up view as to what some of the things that the pastor that I dealt with and that I worked under, he has gone on to be with the Lord now, Pastor Eddie Franklin, when I was his armor bearer and musician down at River Towers Apartments on East Jefferson in Detroit, Michigan. I was with him for 19 years, and I saw some of the things. I'm sure there's a lot that I did not see, but he would tell me about some of the things that he went through and dealt with as a pastor. And some of the things that he told me and some of the things that I saw that he went through as a pastor is very frustrating, and it's very hurting to see and know that even as Christians, how we can do our man or woman of God that God has blessed us with. They are gifts from God. So I would like to start off by saying on today, more than ever, we need the body of Christ. Again, the body of Christ need to remember. We need to remember and know that pastors are human beings too. They have their faults and failures, as we all do. However, as Christians, we also need to know and remember it is God who anoints, appoints, and calls pastors into their positions. Again, not man. Man do not or place a man or woman of God in the position of a pastor. Only God does that. That is, there are those that are truly called by God. And then we have those that who just, again, woke up one morning and they just said in their spirit, on their own mind, that they have been called to become a pastor. But God did not call them to be a pastor. So you have to be very careful who you sit up under, because everyone that's standing on or teaching or preaching God's word have not been called by God. I thank God for my pastor, Bishop James Lee Jennings, and not only him, but I know a lot of pastors who are truly anointed men and women of God who God has truly called and anointed and appointed for such a time as this to stand on his word and preach and declare and teach his word, who are doing just that. Even in today's world, I thank God for my bishop and pastor, Bishop James A. Jennings of Shield of Faith Church in Detroit, Michigan. Most of our hurting pastors today are hurt due to some of their flock or congregation who do not see or agree with the vision or purpose for the pastor or the church. I'm going to say that again. Most of today's hurting pastors are hurt due to the fact that some in their flock or congregation who do not see or agree with the vision or purpose for the pastor or the church. He or she is the under-shepherd or leader. They are vessels, they are servants, and they are ambassadors of God, just like you and I, who have truly been anointed and appointed for such a time as this, who are in the body of Jesus Christ, whether it's locally or corporate. We who are anointed and appointed for such a time as this, whether you're a pastor or whatever your role is as a Christian, know that God is the one who appoints and anoints and has chosen you to be what you are in the body of Christ. For those who are those that are far too often, even now more than ever, we do see more pastors dying from stress. They're dying from heart attacks, et cetera. And the question is why? Why do we see more pastors now than ever dying from stress, dying from heart attacks, and all other different reasons? Why is this happening today? I believe that they are under so much pressure and stress. First, they're trying to be pleasing to God, to the ministry, to the church. And then where God has placed them, they are trying to be pleasing first and foremost to God. So they are under a lot of stress, under a lot of pressure, not only by dealing with sinful men and women, but most of all, they are dealing with people in the body of Christ who claim to be saved and love God and know that God has called them for a purpose that they can only fulfill. But some of these same so-called Christians, I'm putting it that way, I'm afraid of that way, so-called Christians, because some are Christians, but they are allowing the enemy, the devil, to use them to talk against their pastor or talk down against their pastor. Whether what they hear is true or not, it is not for us to judge. The only way you can judge anyone is rightfully judging through the word of God. But God is the one who corrects a pastor when they are wrong. It's not the member's responsibility to go to a pastor and try to correct him or her. It is up to God to correct the pastor. If he has been chosen or an anointed and appointed by God to stand on his word and preach and teach his word, then it is God who is the one who will correct that man or woman of God who he has chosen to stand on his word and preach and teach his word. With that, also, not only do they have to deal with the different ministries where they have been placed by God, but they also have to contend with their own family lives, their marriages, for those that are married. They have some of them even have jobs, outside of the church, careers to deal with that also. So they have a lot on their plate. So we, as the body of Christ, we who said we are saved in Jesus' name, we need to build up our pastors. We need to strengthen them. We need to love them and appreciate them more than what we are doing today. We hurt our pastors today when we fail to do as God commands, when we fail or fall short in giving our tithes to the ministry or to the church so it can function properly while reaching out to save lost souls, restore and build up the local church and the corporate church in the body of Christ. We hurt our pastors when we do not tithe so that the church can function properly. We think that we're hurting the pastor, but we're hurting ourselves when we don't tithe. The church needs money in order to function and run. It cannot operate without monies. So when you become in the body of Christ, you become a member of the body of Christ, you need to get into the word and remember what the word of God tells us, that we are to give 10% of our earnings to the Lord, to the house of God, so that the church can function, so that some of the burdens can be lifted off the pastors. We also hurt our pastors when we slander their names or the church or the ministry through gossip, envy, and jealousy because of misunderstanding. Again, I'm going to say that again because it is so true. We see that a lot of pastors are hurt today because of slander. People are slandering their names, and we're talking about God-fearing pastors. I'm not talking about some pastor that just, again, woke up one morning and said God called them to preach, and God did not. I'm talking about a pastor who has been ordained and anointed and appointed for such a time as this. We hurt them when we slander their names, the church, the ministry, through gossip. God's word even warns us in the book of Psalms, if you have your Bibles, please go to Psalms 105, verse 15. And it tells us plainly, touch not mine anointed and do my prophet no harm. And believe me, when God says that, he means exactly what he says. He says, touch not mine anointed and do my prophets no harm. I'm reading from the King James Version of the Bible. So that not only can that mean, do it mean that it can be physical or verbal, it can be even our negative thoughts. God, he reads our minds. He knows what's in our hearts and he knows what's in our minds. So regarding God called pastors, remember, God knows our thoughts, what's truly in our hearts, and he knows what our motives and our agendas are. So sometimes the pastor may not be able to see it clearly, but if he is a man or woman of God, and God is dealing with that man or woman of God, eventually God is going to reveal to him or her that you have hidden motives and agendas. So we need to be careful how we put our hands or our mouths or our minds on our pastors in negative ways. God is not pleased, and God will deal with you. Not the pastor. It's not the pastor's job to deal with you. He can correct you with the word, but God is going to deal with you if you are one of those that are going around doing or saying things to cause hurt upon a pastor, a God-sent man or woman of God. God is going to deal with you. Regarding God-called pastors, we sometimes fail to realize or remember their true anointing. They have been truly anointed and called pastors by God. Watch out for who watches out for the souls of their flock and members for their congregation. Pastors who have been truly anointed and appointed by God, that is their part of their job. They pray over the souls of the congregation, of the members of their flock. Sometimes I have heard many pastors talk about how they stay up a lot of nights, sleepless nights, because the members are on their hearts, and how they love the members, how they love the body of Christ and their congregation, and they continuously pray for us. So that is why it is so important that we be very careful how we talk about our pastors, especially when we know it is negative talk and we know that it's gossip, because that's what the enemy enjoys. He loves that, and that's one of the ways that he comes to destroy ministries, and he wants to start at the head, which is the pastor. So if he can get the pastor off his square, if he can get the pastor frustrated and stressed out, then he knows that the pastor would not be able to function the way God wants him to. So that's why it is important that as a Christian, if you are under a great leader that God has anointed and called and appointed to preach and to be your shepherd or your pastor, it is your duty, your job, obligation to pray for them, to lift them up. Because just like you need prayer and want someone to pray for you, they are human too. They have feelings just like you and I. They need prayer. So pray for them. My mother used to say, if you don't have anything good to say, don't say anything. But we sometimes fail as members of congregations or churches. We sometimes get caught up in the different gossip that we hear about pastors, and that is not right. That's not pleasing to God. We also must remember that our pastors, whom God has appointed and anointed, they pray to God on our behalf. One thing you do not want them to do is you do not want your pastor to have to go to God on your behalf with a bad report regarding you. Again, you do not want your pastor to go to God with a bad report on your behalf or regarding you, because God, he honors the prayers of his pastors whom he has chosen and appointed. So if you are hurting your pastor, or if you're talking down negative, and whether you know it's true or not, then you need to be very careful that you don't fall into that trap of being one of those that going around spreading false gossip and rumors about your pastor. As we know, we sometimes, and I see it a lot, and I know I'm not the only one. I'm sure some of the listeners that are listening now, who have been saved for a long time, or maybe not even a long time, but if you are spiritually minded and the Lord is dealing with you, we see and we know that we hurt our pastors when we fail to pray for them. Again, we need to pray for our pastors. They need encouragement too. You know, again, just like I said earlier, you, like when people encourage you, we need to encourage our pastors. We need to love them as we should, according to God's word. We heard our pastors, when or if we allow others to talk down about our pastor or church, by agreeing with them or by not saying anything in their defense. We fail them when we put them before God. That's something else that we need to address. We hurt our pastors when we put them before God, when we become to the point where we make our pastors our idols, our idol God, a little g. Some churches, some congregations, and that's what they have done. They have made their pastor their God. They have idolized their pastor. We hurt our pastors if we are idolizing them. We are to love them, appreciate them, and we are to follow them as they follow Christ. Again, it hurts us as individuals, and then not only do it hurt us, but it hurts the pastor even more. We are hurting our pastors when we are failing, and we become a poor church when and if we see our pastor hurting and we do nothing at all to help ease their pain. When you see your pastor is hurting, whether you know the situation or not, whether he reveal it to you, whether he or she revealed to you what they're going through, some of them do, some of them don't. But if they do, by chance, reveal to you what is ailing them, what is hurting them because of what's going on in the church, it is our duty, it is our job, again, to pray for them, to help ease their pain. We don't. I know I do not like to see my bishop, my pastor, when he's hurting. And believe me, I can tell when my bishop is hurting. And sometimes I cannot see or tell when he's hurting. But God knows. God knows everything. God sits high and he looks low, and he have no respect of a person. He loved your pastor. He loved my pastor because he chose them for such a time as this, because we are truly living in the last and evil days. We do see the handwriting on the wall. Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, he is coming back soon and very soon. So I say, come, Jesus, come. So until Jesus come, we continue to stand behind the man or woman of God as they follow Jesus Christ. When they are truly being a doer of God's word, and when they are truly teaching and preaching the word, and they are dealing with the topics that we sometimes don't want to hear about, and the word of God talks about sin a lot, because that's what caused Adam and Eve to fail when they was in the garden. Sin, they did what God told them not to do, and that brought sin into the world. And so I thank God that we have pastors who still stands up on the word of God, who still preaches and teaches about sin. Again, we have so many people in the body of Christ that have itching ears, and they have to the point they are so bold that some would even go to their pastor. I even have had pastors come to me and tell me what some members have come to them and asked them to preach about. That is not of God. That is of the enemy. God deals with his pastors, his men and his women, whom he have chosen and appointed to preach and teach his word. He deals with them. He gives them what to bring to the congregation, to the flock. He tells them what to say. So God don't need your help in going to your pastor and telling them what to preach about. Because one thing I do know, and as I have been told by some pastors, I deal with a lot of pastors. And by not only being a pastor's armor bearer, but being a musician, as I go through different churches and denominations as I play, and I sit up under different pastors, and I hear their conversations, and they talk to me openly about some of the things that they deal with and go through, it is a shame of what some of the things that we as a congregation, as the flock, put our pastors through, especially when we know they have been called by God. Especially when we see and we know that they'll be a doer of God's word, and we know that they don't have hidden agendas or motives, and they're not preaching with itching ears. We need to be more conscious about how we deal with our pastors and how we treat our pastors today. Christians hurt pastors when we don't fully support our man or woman of God. They hurt whether they tell us or not. They know, and so does God. We hurt our pastors when a church don't function according to God's plan. It hurts the pastor first. Again, we hurt our pastors when a church or a flock or a congregation do not function according to God's plan. It hurts the pastor first. It may hurt some of the members who are truly trying to be doers of God's word. It may hurt some of them too, but it hits the pastor first, because the pastor is the one that God's going to deal with first when it comes to a congregation or a flock. When we know without a doubt our or your pastor, I'm not just talking about my pastor, but this is for the body of Christ on tonight. When our or your pastor is a man or a woman of God with integrity and love for his people, his congregation, God's word, and not only for the people or congregation, but when we see that they love their family and they treat their family right and they stand for righteousness and holiness, we need to do what God tells us to do. We are to show them love. We are to do whatever we can to make their job lighter and easier for them, because they have enough to deal with. Not only standing on the word of God and teaching and preaching God's word while being a doer of God's word, but they got to deal with different attitudes, personalities of the different members of the congregation. And it's not always easy, because everyone that comes to the church do not have the right motives. They are not always lining up with the word of God. But thank God for the word. Thank God for the man and woman of God who are truly being a doer of God's word, even today, while we are living in these last and evil days. We need to follow our pastor, our man of God, or woman of God who God has chosen and anointed for such a time as this. We need to follow them, again, as they follow Christ. I didn't say if they follow their own plan. I said we need to follow them as they follow Christ, while they're yet still preaching and teaching God's word, and while being a doer of God's word. We hurt them when and if we don't, I say, we hurt them when and if we do not allow them to stand on God's word and preach about sin and its consequences. Some pastors get hurt in many ways, and when they do, believe me, they are going to go to God in prayer. And believe me, God is going to hear their prayer. He's going to answer their prayer. Again, it goes back to, you do not want your pastor or your shepherd to go to God with a bad report on your behalf because of the way you have mistreated the man of God or the woman of God whom he have appointed to stand over you and preach and teach the word of God. Jesus Christ is man's greatest gift. However, we need to realize and remember and know that God has appointed pastors. Pastors are gifts as well. If you have a pastor who loves God first, and then he loves his family, he loves his congregation, you need to realize and know that that's a gift. Don't take that lightly. You need to appreciate. We need to appreciate them more than ever. We do not need to misuse or take them lightly or for granted. That's what a lot of congregations are doing today. A lot of churches, a lot of flocks, a lot of members of the church and congregation, they're taking their pastor, especially those that have truly been anointed and appointed by God, they are taking them lightly or for granted. And that is not pleasing to God. If you have your Bibles, if you would please turn to Romans chapter 15. I have a few verses that I want to read. And I'm going to read three of the verses out of chapter 15 in the book of Romans. I'm going to start with verse number 3 and verse number 5. Then I'm going to read verse number 8 and then verse number 13. Again, Romans chapter 15, verse number 5, 8, and 13. And this is for pastors. Verse number 5 in the King James Version of the Bible, it tells us, "Remember his marvelous works that he has done, his wonders and the judgment of his mouth." Verse number 8, "He has remembered his covenant forever, the word which he commanded to a thousand generations." And finally, verse number 13, when they went from one nation to another, from one kingdom to another people. And then I'm going to read again verse number 15, which is the main scripture for tonight's message. Verse number 15, and we need to remember this. Word of God, this is not me saying it, this is what God says in his word. He said, "Touch not mine anointed, and do my prophets no harm." Again, God means exactly what he says, and he says what he means. He stands on his word. And if you do not want to see the backlash or the bad or the terrible hand of God, you need to keep your mouth and your hands and your heart off of your pastor, who is being a doer of God's word, whom God has appointed for such a time as this. I want to give a word to the pastors who may be listening on tonight. We need to remember that you have been called by God. And one of the main scriptures that I would like for all pastors to remember, and sometimes we as Christians, we need to remember this too. We need to make our election sure. Pastors, you need to know that you have been called by God and not by man. When you know that you have been called by God, there is no man that can make you or get you to come off of what God has told you to do. When you are a man or a woman of God, the word of God tells us we need to make our election sure. Make sure that it is God who has called you to do what you're doing as a pastor. Also, pastors, you need to remember what God tells us in the book of Romans. If you still have your Bibles open, we're still in the book of Romans. We're going to look at chapter number 12. I'm going to go there real quickly to chapter number 12 in the book of Romans. We're going to look at verse number 19 through 21. Again, chapter number 12, Romans chapter 12, and I'm turning to it now while you are turning to it. Also, I hope and pray that you're turning to it as well so you can read it for yourself, what thus said the Lord. Again, in Romans chapter 12, verses 19 through 21. I think I have the wrong scripture here. That is not the scripture that I wanted. That is not the scripture that I wanted for tonight. But anyway, I do want to go back to what we're talking about on tonight regarding our pastors. We need to be more careful about how we deal and how we treat our pastors. Be careful of those pastors. This is for you. Be careful of those who cover you only to corner you. Again, be careful of those who cover you only to corner you and to mute or silence you from speaking God's word. Everyone doesn't know how to properly cover a man or woman of God, what God has placed inside of you. People do not understand that, even though they are saved. If you're not a pastor, you do not fully understand what that means, but our pastor knows exactly what that means. So you have to be very careful about how you put in your circle those that you put close to you, close to your heart in the body of Christ, because everyone don't have your good at heart. So it's telling us everyone doesn't know how to properly cover what God has placed inside of you as a pastor. Make sure through prayer that you're covering is not a Saul. Remember, Saul, before he became Saul, he was Paul. He was going around persecuting the Christians, killing Christians, and he killed thousands until the Lord blinded him. And then he said, who art thou? And as he knew the Lord was there. And the Lord changed his heart. The Lord gave him his sight, and he changed his name from Saul to Paul. So what this message for the pastor tonight is, be careful of who you have in your corner. Everyone that's smiling in your face, everyone, all of them do not mean you any good. Not to say that some don't, because I know that there are some that do mean you good and well. But there are some that the enemy would use. And again, that's why we have to look beyond the people and see who's causing people to act the way they do, even against pastors, our good pastors whom the Lord have called and anointed, who are truly standing on God's word and being a doer of God's word. Make sure that you keep yourself covered in prayer so that God can reveal to you if you're dealing with a Saul or not in your life or in your ministry. For those that are like Saul, who seeks to kill you internally, they're not trying to kill you physically. They're trying to kill you internally, mentally. So by silencing your voice, in other words, to stop your voice from preaching the God's word and to stop talking about sin, things that they don't want to hear about. Some people in the body of Christ as Christians today, Some people just get a light wind of information, and they don't know whether it's true or not, and they run with it. Some people have heard rumors about your pastor, but they don't know. They don't even try to ask you to find out if it's true or not. Instead, they go right to assumptions, and they go right to gossiping. God said, I would not allow you to preach and teach in infested and contaminated clinics or churches that don't want true healing and deliverance. Again, God said, I will not allow you as a pastor to preach and teach in infested and contaminated churches that do not allow or want true healing and deliverance. Your oil, pastors, your oil will not be wasted when it comes to preaching and teaching the gospel. Again, your oil, your labor, in other words, your labor is not in vain. And finally, to pastors, always remember to stand on God's word. Remember his promises to you. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 54, verse number 19, remember what he says in his word. He says that no weapon, I don't care who it is, I don't care what type of position they hold, what title they have, no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against you in judgment, thou shalt condemn. In other words, God is going to condemn them, because he said in his word also, he said that vengeance is mine. The vengeance belongs to the Lord. So when you have members of your congregation that you know that do not love you or that do not like you or do not care for you, but they're only there to stir up havoc and confusion and mess, then you need to turn them over to God in prayer and let the Lord deal with them. Because if you try to deal with them in your flesh, then you're going to end up in trouble. Let God deal with them. He knows exactly how to deal with them and when to deal with them, and he will. So, pastors, I pray that you be encouraged on tonight, that know that you do have members in your congregation who do love you, who do support you, who do tithe, who do pray for you, and who have your best interests at heart. So continue to be a doer of God's word, even while being persecuted. So Jesus Christ, it goes back to Jesus Christ as being our perfect example. Jesus Christ, he was persecuted. He was scandalized and criticized for doing the will of God the Father. So you are being criticized and scandalized and accused falsely, and people are spreading false rumors and gossip about you and your church or your membership, then you stand back and see the salvation of the Lord as you can remember to stand on God's word and pray for those who despitefully use you or who despitefully want to see you fail or hurt because they do not like you or your position that God has placed you in. So on tonight, to the body of Christ, again, I say unto you, as a individual, as a member of the body of Christ, as a member of a local church or a corporate church, we need to come together, Christians. We need to do better by our pastors, because all pastors are not called by God. So that's why another thing, it is so important that you do not run from church to church. We cannot be sitting at everyone's table. Everyone that preaches God's word have not been called by God. But I thank God that we at the Shield of Faith, we have a man of God who is anointed, who is appointed, and has been called by God, who do love his flock. And I know that I and my Shield of Faith church family, we are not the only ones who have a man of God whom God has called and anointed for such a time as this, in these last enabled days, who are truly trying to be a doer of God's word while teaching and preaching God's word. We have a lot of pastors around the world, not only in Detroit, but around the world, who are truly being doers of God's word, and they are standing on his word, and they're teaching God's word, and they are hurting. Whether they tell you or not, a lot of them are really hurting, and a lot of them do hurt, not only because of what people say and what they try to do, but they hurt when we do not give financially in the offering according to the word of God regarding tithes and offering, again, so that the church can function. That hurts any pastor that wants to see his church function and thrive to be pleasing to God. It hurts them when they see and know that the congregation is not giving in tithes and offering as they should, so that the church can run properly, so that God will be pleased, so that the church mission will be complete and fulfilled as they stand on the word of God as the pastor and as a church, as we go into the hedges and highways and spread the good news of Jesus Christ, and to compel men, women, boys, and girls who are not saved in Jesus' name that they too can be saved if they just open their own mouth and confess their sins and ask Jesus Christ to come into their hearts so that they can be saved in his name. And then once they are saved in his name, they will come to know and they will come to fulfill their God purpose in the earth. That's what it's all about. It's all about Jesus Christ. It's all about souls being saved. That is the duty and the function of a pastor, is not only to preach the word of God, but he is the man of God. He is our example. Again, it goes back to when we have a man or woman of God who is being Christ-like, you can see Jesus Christ in him or her, whether they say anything or not. You see Jesus Christ all in them. You see the Holy Spirit working through them. It's our job, it's our duty to pray for them. Keep them uplifted in prayer. Continue to encourage your pastor. They, again, they need encouragement, just like you and I. We want to be encouraged. We want people to tell us things that make us feel good. And when we are told that we are doing a great job and God is pleased with what we're doing, that makes us do, I think, even a better job. And God is even more pleased when we go around and we shake the pastor's hand after he had sweated and brought the message of the word of God on a Sunday, or taught the word through Bible class or Sunday school. They need encouragement to keep going, because they have so much and so many negative things against them, and so many people talking falsely against them. And we already know that the enemy is already on their track and on their trail, and he's already throwing his fiery darts at them, because he knows that they have been called by God and he do not like it. And so what he's trying to do is get them so frustrated and so sick in their physical bodies, minds, and spirits. And that's why we are losing a lot of pastors today, because of the stress, because of the heart attacks, and so many other physical ailments why pastors are dying in such a high rate, more now than ever before, because of some of the stress that the body of Christ, the members, the flock, are putting the pastors through. And God is not pleased with that. So we have to do better, Christians. As Christians, we need to do better by our pastors that we know have been called by God. And we see that they are being doers of God's word. Again, they need encouragement. Pray for them. Just like you will pray for your family, and I hope you are praying for your family. If not, you need to start. And if you don't pray for your family, I hope you're praying for yourself. And if you're not praying for yourself, then who is praying for you? Thank God we have pastors who are praying on our behalf. Even while we are sleeping, some pastors are on their knees praying for us, that God would grant us the desires of our heart, that God would heal our loved ones, and that he will heal us, that he will restore the sight to the blind, and that he will give us what we desire in our hearts. They are praying to God on our behalf. So, again, you do not want your pastor to have to go to God on your behalf with a bad report concerning you, because God is going to hear that prayer of that pastor, and God is going to do something about it. You may not like the outcome. So it behooves all of us, I'm talking to myself as well, it behooves all of us as Christians to love your pastor, encourage your pastor as much as you can, do whatever you can to ease the burden of your pastor, because, again, they are human too. They hurt just like you and I do, and they have feelings just like you and I. So I thank God for my pastor, Bishop James A. Jennings, on tonight. God bless you, Bishop Jennings. I love you. And you continue to stand on the word, continue to preach the word, continue to be a doer of God's word while you're leading the flock of Shield of Faith Church, that God will be glorified and the enemy, the devil, will be horrified. So I just thank God for my pastor on tonight. And I know that you who are listening, who love your pastor, you love your pastor just as much as we love our pastor at Shield of Faith. So, again, we must do better by our pastors. So that's my message on tonight. I hope that someone has been helped and blessed by it, and that you would do better by your pastor, that you would treat them better, that you would look at them in a different light, that you would look at them as God sees them. So once you do that, then you are not going to go around gossiping about your pastor. Whether you hear something that, whether you know it's true or not, you are going to stand up for your pastor. And you're not going to just stand around and just let anybody and everybody talk down about your pastor. I know I don't. Don't come to me about no mess. I don't want to hear it, because I will put you in your place real quick, fast and in a hurry, when you talk about my pastor. Don't do it. You do not want to get your feelings hurt. And I don't mean in a negative way. I will pray on my pastor's behalf regarding you when you put your mouth or you say negative things about my pastor. And I know I'm not the only one. So, again, we need to do better by the way we treat our pastors, because they do hurt. How do Christians hurt pastors? That's been our message for tonight, because Christians sometimes do hurt pastors, whether it is intentional or not. Again, that is what the enemy comes to do. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy ministries, families, households, marriages. He don't care who he hurt. He don't care who he destroyed. That's his job. He's on his job. What about you, Christian? Are you on your job regarding your pastor? That's a question for you tonight. Are you on your job for your regarding your pastor tonight? Are you praying for your pastor? Do you encourage him every time, or her, every time you get a chance? They need that just like you and I do. So I pray that this message tonight, should there be any pastors that have tuned in or listening, I pray that this message has been a blessing to you on tonight. And if you have heard this message and you know a pastor, please give them this website so they can put it up on their computers and they can, or their phones, and they can listen to this word and be encouraged by it on tonight or in the near future, so they can be blessed by it, and that the body of Christ would be better and strengthened because of the word on tonight, that we need to do better by our pastors, and we need to stop hurting our pastors, because Christians do hurt pastors. That's our word for tonight. I pray that, again, that you were blessed by the word on tonight, and that you're going to do better by your pastor. So as we get ready to close out tonight's program, I'm going to close out in prayer, and I ask that you would go into prayer with me on tonight. And my closing song on tonight is Cover Me, Lord. So that's my prayer for the pastors on tonight, that he would continue to cover his men and women of God that he have anointed and appointed for such a time as this, who are truly standing on his word, who are truly teaching and preaching his word, yet while being a doer of his word. So we're going to play on tonight, and ask that the Lord will continue to cover the pastors on tonight, that he will be glorified through it all, is our prayer in Jesus' name. So I'm asking all listeners, if you will please go into prayer with me at this time. Eternal God, our Father, it's in the name of Jesus, we come once again to give your name praise, glory, and honor. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for who you are on tonight. We thank you for your word. We thank you for the word tonight that lets us know that we need to examine ourselves when it comes to your men and women of God, both of you who have, anointed and appointed as pastors over us in the body of Christ, that we would do better by them, that we would treat them better, that we would show them more love and compassion, that we would encourage them more, and that we will start giving in the tithe and offering, that so that our pastors would not be worried or stressed out over the finances for the church, so that the church can run properly and function the way that you want it to do, so that the word of God will continue to go forth to the saving of many souls, is our prayer in Jesus' name. So we pray right now, Heavenly Father, that you will continue to have your way on tonight. Continue to stand on I know that we are standing on your word. We're standing on your promises, because your word is true. We know that you cannot fail, you cannot lie, you cannot change. So we just lift up our pastor to you right now, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name. We just ask that you continue to have your way in these life, that you'll be glorified. And I pray, Lord, that you continue to extend your grace and mercy to our pastors on tonight, even those that are hurting. Continue to give them sufficient grace, that they will continue to stand on your word and not look at men, but they will see you and continue to stand still and see your great salvation as they teach and preach your word, is our prayer in Jesus' name on tonight. So I pray that you will touch and agree with me regarding that prayer for our pastors on tonight. And also, we want to continue to pray for those that have lost loved ones over in Europe. That apartment fire where over 17 people lost their lives on yesterday, and so many people are still missing. So we don't know if there's going to be any more casualties, where they find more people that have expired in that fire. But our prayer is that God will be touch the hearts and the minds of those that have lost loved ones in that fire, And not only those that have lost loved ones in the fire, but those, Heavenly Father, that have lost loved ones any way or any form of fashion. We lift up them right now in the name of Jesus and ask that you will continue to comfort and strengthen their hearts as only you can. Let them feel your presence, Heavenly Father. I pray in a special way. I lift up my neighbor, Mr. Clifton Buchanan, and his wife, Loretta Buchanan, and the loss of their daughter, Darlene. Her homegoing service is just coming Saturday. So I lift up that entire Buchanan family that you continue to strengthen them even in the loss of their loved one, because we still know that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. So we ask, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you would continue to touch, heal, and deliver those that are sick and afflicted all over the land as only you can in Jesus' name. Continue to move by your spirit over this worldwide platform, over this airway that you have blessed me with. I do not take it lightly or for granted. I thank you for it, Heavenly Father. I pray, Lord, you would help me to decrease so that you may increase in me. And not only me, but every guest that you allow to come over this worldwide platform to teach and preach your word or to deliver a word, that you would use us for your glory is our prayer in Jesus' name. Continue to have your way, Heavenly Father, that you would be glorified through it all. It's our prayer in Jesus' name. And all of the people of God said, amen. Well, on tonight, know that God loves you. I love you too. I love you, Bishop James A. Jennings. I love you, my Shield of Faith Church family. Continue to be blessed of the Lord. I see that I do have some callers on the line. Is there anyone that would like to have any comments or feedback before we close out tonight's program? If you do, this is your moment to speak up and say so. The lines are open. Anyone? Praise the Lord. I'd just like to give you opportunity when I see you come on the line, because some of you like to give comments and feedback, and we greatly appreciate it. But if you have any comments or feedback regarding tonight's message, I do appreciate it, and I would like to hear from you if you would like to speak up and say so. Well, if not, we're just going to continue on, and we're going to close out tonight's program with this song, Cover Me, Lord. And this is especially for our pastors on tonight worldwide, not just the Children of Faith pastor, Bishop James A. Jennings, but this is for all pastors who are truly being doers of God's word. I want to also lift up my sister in Christ, Sister Teresa Phillips-Dox, on tonight, because she is a woman of God, a true woman of God, and I'm covering her in the blood of Jesus Christ, and also through this word on tonight. This is for her, and not only for her and Bishop James A. Jennings, but again, for all pastors who are being doers of God's word. I could have a whole list of names of pastors that I could call off, but I know that I might miss someone, and so I don't want to start naming names, but you know who you are, but most of all, God knows who you are, and I love what God does. He searches the heart. He is not like man. See, man can only look at the outside, but God searches the heart. So that's what I love about God. He knows us, and he knows if we have hidden motives or agendas, or if we are truly being a doer of his word. But we just continue to lift up our pastors and our shepherds that God has anointed and appointed for such a time as this, to continue to stand on his word and preach his word for the glorification of God. So on tonight, as we close out tonight's show, we're going to close out with Cover Me, Lord. Well, until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Know that I love you. God loves you even more. Good night.
Cover me, Lord, with thy spirit. Oh, cover me, Lord, with thy power with thyself.